Welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I am your host, Nina Gibson. Hello, how are you? What is new in your world? I am obsessed and I need to give a quick shout out before we dive any further into today's topic about a podcast that was recommended to me by a client, and it's called Ologies. And if you're an avid podcast listener, you've probably heard of it already. I'm like way behind the times here. And it is an amazing podcast where all of the weird, science-y, geeky, like all of the things that you've wondered about but haven't thought, oh, what about mushrooms or what about this? It is the coolest podcast. I am not describing it very well at all. So let me try this again. Ologies with Allie Ward. And she brings on ologists, right? So like marine biologists, zoologists, but then all kinds of other like cool and weird ologists. I just listened to the episode about the Paris catacombs and I was just like, oh my God, this is so fascinating. Like things that you didn't know that you wanted to know is basically what this podcast is about. There is an amazing episode about dark matter. And if you are at all interested in what is all this shit like that we're kind of floating in or floating around us or string theory or multiple dimensions, like anything like that, oh my gosh. So if you like stuff like that, please go check out Ologies because it was just like so amazing. This is not sponsored in any way, shape, or form. This is just me getting really excited and geeking out about a podcast. So, okay. Today, we are going to talk about SEO keywords, but a very specific part of SEO keywords and one that I think is so often overlooked by people because I think there's this idea of SEO being so technical that we forget that there's this whole content piece, right? And we forget that SEO is the connector. It's the bridge between the people out there that are looking for and need what we have, right? And our website has what they need and SEO connects the two. And so when you're thinking about SEO keywords, and if there is nothing else that you do, if you never ever walk away and are like, I'm going to do SEO. I'm going to have an SEO strategy. If you never, ever do it, you can take this one tip with you and it is going to serve you so well in your business, regardless of whether or not you ever implement an actual SEO strategy. It will help you with social media. It will help you with your podcasting. It will help you when you're just creating content in general and trying to serve your clients or customers. Okay. And if you're an e-commerce store, this is super, super important for you. So we know that when we're creating content for SEO or we're optimizing our websites that we need to target keywords, right? One unique keyword for one unique page or piece of content. And that's the golden rule. But sometimes when people come to me and they're like, I wrote this blog post and it's all about shoes. And I'm like, yay, great, shoes. And then I read the piece of content and it's really good, right? But it's all fucking over the place. And you've got like, shoes, where to buy shoes, red colored shoes, how to find the right size shoes, right? You've got like 20 different topics all jam-packed into one piece of content. And when you're creating content specific to SEO or any kind of content in general, it's really important to understand what is my audience looking for or needing from this piece of content, right? And this is where SEO keyword research becomes really useful when you start looking at the intent of different keywords, okay? And different keywords have different kinds of user intent. And there are four plus a bonus. I've talked about this on the podcast before, but we're going to get into it a little bit, okay? Informational, exactly how it sounds. Somebody's looking for information. Commercial, The user is looking to investigate different brands or services for something specific, like the best running shoes for wide feet. And I use the running shoe example all of the time because it's basic, it's general, people can understand it. So that if you hear me and you're like, why does this chick constantly use running shoes as an example? That's why. I also have a client who is a fitness online store, also with brick and mortar locations in the South, and they're always top of mind. So I'm just, that's where it comes from. Anyway, not that you need to know the inside workings of my SEO brain. So informational, we went over commercial and users investigating different brands, navigational, somebody's trying to navigate to a website, Facebook website, you would be surprised how many thousands and thousands of searches there are on that one term. No joke. And then the beautiful transactional, right? User is ready to buy. They want to buy something. They are primed to buy. They are super low down in that funnel and they are ready to go. Now, I see a lot of, I'm going to go on a little tirade here. I see a lot of people on the internet, specifically social media, who are new-ish to marketing or have maybe never worked in like a corporate marketing space, who really talk shit about funnels and personas and you don't need to do worry about top of funnel and blah, blah, blah. And I'm here to tell you, yeah, you actually do. And this is not to say that you need to drive yourself crazy with, oh my God, where are the users in the different parts of my funnel coming from? But if you are running a business that you want to grow, that you don't want to be in the same place with 5 years from now, then it is really important to understand what people are looking for at different stages of their journey, right? Somebody who's investigating running shoe brands isn't the same person who's looking for, I don't know, the best running gear for marathon training, right? You really need to understand. Let me actually backtrack. That was a shitty example. The person who is how to get started with running, right, isn't in the same place as the person who is looking for how to train for your 20th, you know, marathon, right? Those people are in different places. So it is really important to understand where your user is at for only the reason that you need to create content that meets them where they're at, right? And if you're completely ignoring and putting all of your customers or potential clients into just one general group and serving them all the same content, you're doing them a massive disservice and you're doing your business a massive disservice. So there are a lot of people out there who are like, you don't need this. You just need to show up and do storytelling and blah, blah, blah. And that's all great and good, right? But storytelling is the marketing piece, right? The storytelling about your brand and showing up and all of that's only one piece of the puzzle, okay? And so you still have to deliver things. And if you're delivering things that aren't meeting users where they're at, then you're not doing your job, right? So that's a little bit of a rant because I see a lot of people talking about this. And yes, storytelling and marketing go hand in hand. And the brands and businesses that do storytelling well in an authentic way are the ones who get it right. There is zero doubt about that. But I think also we really need to think about what kind of content is my audience craving and what kind of content do I need to create to make sure that I'm satisfying that craving, right? And that's where SEO can really become useful. So we have our SEO keywords. We've got our different types of user intent. The bonus intent is local. So if you're a business that serves customers locally, like best pizza place near me, right? That would be local, but we're not going to talk about that in this particular example. And if you are creating content and you know that the topic or the keyword that you're creating content around is a transactional term, right? Hire a business coach, right? That's a transactional term. Somebody is looking right then and there to find a business coach to give their money to, right? You know that the content that you're going to create for that is going to be a little bit heavier when it comes to the sales language, right? You're going to hit them a little bit harder with those CTAs. Maybe you're going to funnel them into a discovery call, right? But if somebody is typing in, what does a business coach do? That person's probably not ready to hire a business coach. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll come to your website, read your content and be like, oh my God, I need to work with this bitch. But that person is looking for information, right? So the information or the content rather that you're going to provide to them, that you're going to create around that keyword is going to be informative. It's going to be useful. It's going to give them everything that they need to know about what a business coach can do for them and their business, right? and you're probably going to keep the selling to a minimum. You always have a CTA in your content, right? You're going to ask them to sign up for your email list because you're going to give them tons of amazing, valuable information, but you'll probably leave it at that. And then they're going to remember and see your email because that's where you're going to kill it with the storytelling, right? And the authenticity, and maybe they're going to follow you on Instagram and they're going to be like, oh, I really want to work with this person, right? But you didn't serve them that hard-hitting sales page when they were looking for what does a business coach do, right? You created content to meet them where they're at. And you knew where they were at because you had done keyword research and understood the user intent behind that search term. So you could create content that met them at the exact place they were at in their journey. And maybe they're going to become a client and maybe they're not. It doesn't matter. You satisfied their need. And Google knows that, right? Google knows that they came to your website and they hung around. They spent time. It's called dwell time, right? They didn't just jump right back to the Google search results looking for something else. They hung around and they were like, oh, this is exactly what I need. This was a very long-winded way of saying what I just said. But that is where, if you never, ever, ever create an SEO strategy, do me the big favor of looking at SEO keyword research and understanding what the user intent is behind the different topics that you're creating content around. Right? And this is going to help you so much when it comes to what people are looking for when it comes to social media topics or Pinterest or my podcast. And of course, if you are implementing SEO and creating content that's specific for SEO, then you know exactly what kind of content to create because you're going to create content that meets that user need. And that is what SEO is all about, right? There's the technical stuff, which we've talked about before and all of that. But really, at the end of the day, Google wants to know that the content that you've created is meeting the user need, is meeting the expectation of what that person is looking for. And that is your number one job and goal. And if you can do that, even 50% of the time, hell, even 10% of the time, you are already winning. You are already winning with SEO. Okay? So that is everything that I have for you today. I hope the sun is shining wherever you are. Until next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.